sing it for you. We worship you, Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God. God of mercy and great grace, full of compassion now we embrace all of your power in this place. Touch us now as we seek your face. We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you. You're merciful and full of grace, Lord.
We worship you.
And the truth is, we never would have made it unless you were there for us, Lord Jesus.
We worship you.
Every time we shine, you're there. That's why we worship you. We worship
you.
And turn the other cheek and walk the extra mile and give and give and give and give again, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and amen. We worship you, Almighty God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day. Filled with opportunities, Father, just to do your will. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this is a day the Lord has made. Rejoice. Rejoice and be so glad in it. Ooh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Good afternoon, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. I'm here with What's the Word? Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, the Holy Spirit has dropped in my spirit to share. Give up, do not quit. My scripture reference today is Romans 15 and 14. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Yes and amen. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. He said patience, and I know he is working on me. I tell you, fam, the Heavenly Father God, he wants us to enjoy the process of our Jesus journey while we're seeking the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. To be patient in all circumstances, family. We all have some good days and we have some bad days. But I pray in the almighty name of Christ Jesus that our good days outweigh our bad days. Amen? Because I tell you, family, we have hope and we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen? And this is now, what we are in now, this is past. God promised us our future. Amen. The word of God has an answer and a remedy for everything that we may be going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 23 and 7 tells us, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And she and he is all the same. Amen. And when we believe when we believe, and I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, as Philippians 4:13, you shall have what the Heavenly Father promised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I tell you. The fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Yes and amen. Stay faithful to His will, not our will, not our own understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, we all have some seasons of storms in our life, in the flesh. But what really matters is how we go through them. Amen. Do not give up. Do not quit. Remain in the Spirit of God. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. We know that He will. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Ooh, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him, family. Praise Him through all circumstances and give Him thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you in everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The fleshly body and the carnal mind tells us you can't. But what does God say? Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise Him. But the word of God says, write His scriptures, that which God Himself has written for us on our heart. Amen. I tell you, family, the word of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Luke 18:27 tells us, but He said, the things which are impossible in men are possible with God. Hallelujah. Praise. That's all thanks. Praise and hallelujah with God. Family, when things aren't going the way we want, and just say our roads seem like they're getting a little rough, tough, and when money is short and ends are not meeting, and we feel we are down and out, ooh, on our own, and when life throws us twists and turns where we don't know where we're going, do not quit. Do not give up. Stop leaning on our own understanding. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So much power in the scriptures. All we have to do is follow His instructions and be obedient. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, we are to enjoy the process, worshiping him and praising Jesus, no matter what. I tell you, the Heavenly Father is I. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not quit and don't give up, nor walk away from God and Christ Jesus. Ooh, I thank you. Ooh, I thank you, Father, because they have a purpose in our life. This relationship with God and Jesus Christ, family, it's a lifestyle. It's something that we do every day. Everybody want to live a big and fabulous lifestyle, but they forgetting the main important thing. They forgetting to put Christ Jesus and Father God in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh, family, I tell you, some people, they pursue careers of higher education to receive a better job with higher pay, and they don't quit while they're pursuing that career. I tell you, it's a process, and the process may not be easy, but it's worth it. Amen? And in our process with God through Christ Jesus, we have to be patient. We have to have patience, which He gives us, because one day to us is a thousand to the Lord. Ooh, and we have to be patient and be so sold out that we want to enjoy this process. Glory to God, I tell you, family. This is not our will. This is the will of God for us. God wants each and every one of us to succeed in life. Yes, He does. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11. Ooh, I love this scripture too. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope, hope, and a future. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes and amen. Do we believe and trust God as the source of everything? As our source of everything, we have to, family, because everything belongs to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise and praise. And thank you, Lord Jesus. And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it all, and I tell you, it will be opened unto you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Read the whole chapter 7 of Matthew. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Just read his whole word. Ooh, the Bible is so self-fulfilling. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, are we spending enough time in this relationship? When we have relationships, we spend a lot of time on it. He is our priority, number one relationship. Are we spending enough time, family? Yes, family. We have some obligation to our families, some with husbands, wives, and children, grandchildren, extended family, some obligations with our jobs. But where does the obligation to God come in? Where does he come in your life? Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. He should be our first obligation, our priority. I tell you, family, he is the provider of our everything. Everything from the moment we open these eyes, I tell you, we didn't do it on our own. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Ooh, thank you for opening these eyes again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And if, family, if we feel like we don't have time, the Heavenly Father in prayer to free you up sometime. Amen. He can do all things for us. Ooh, praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. And family, when we feel like we want to quit, ooh, Jesus, that little voice comes in and tells us, ooh, yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, the Heavenly Father, he is looking for us to go all the way. To fight a good fight. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And the battle, family, the battle is in the mind. Enemy, Satan, he comes to rob and kill and destroy our spirit. Ooh, I tell you, ooh, family, this is his main objective. He wants us to quit. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. But we cannot quit. But who are we serving, family? Who do we serve? We can't quit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I tell you, family, we serve an awesome God, an awesome God. Stand firm on your faith. Stand firm and withstand the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. James 1 and 2 tells us, count it all joy, brother, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfast. Yes and amen. Don't quit. Do not give up. Rebuke the enemy. Rebuke anything and everything that is not in the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, praise you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, ooh, some of us have to break some ties with some people and some places. Going in our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise. We have to get our lives in order. Be in order and position in the will of God to receive his purpose for our life. Make it personal for my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make it personal, family. Romans 8 and 28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Yes and amen. I love God. I love God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so do you. Amen. And yes, he has a good purpose. for each and every one of us. Ooh, for each and every one of us come together as one church family, as the body of Christ. No one left behind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we are servants. Servants. Whatever we do it well in love for the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. To will and do his good work. When God supplies us, yes, he is the provider of whatever, whatever job we are doing and whatever capacity it may be. We are to be so grateful and thankful and do the best job we can. Ooh, hallelujah. I tell you, family, God deserves our best. He gave his best. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. He gave his one and only son. Hallelujah, Jesus. That whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise. Family, we are doing everything for him. Saying, thank you, Lord. We should be saying, I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Do not quit and do not give up. Praise the Lord. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 18 and 1 tells us, he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes and amen. We have our reward in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And when we feel discouraged, pray and remember the Lord is with us wherever we go. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear, do not be dismayed. Thank God, I thank God, Moses did not quit or give up when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses, he was following the direct commands of the will of God. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Family, I tell you, we have to trust, believe in God as the source of our everything. God is calling each and every one of us to be obedient, faithful servants in whatever he commands us to do. And for us not to quit and not to give up. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, do not quit and do not give up. Ooh, I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your son, Jesus. All he is calling us to be is faithful and obedient. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, family, we let our minds work, or our minds, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he in the mind. We let our mind work overtime on things that we have no control of because we're still trying to do our own will. Hallelujah, Jesus. And on our own understanding. We should be praying, family. Praying them to God and releasing them to the Heavenly Father. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then we can free our minds. I tell you, family, God is still on the throne. He is still in control. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus, praise, praise. I remember when I was younger in my late 20s, and I was sitting at the table on a stack of books studying. And I was in deep thought. And my dad, Booker Terry, he stood in front of me and he lifted up my head and he said to me, he told me, you think too hard and too much. And now, family, I finally realized, ooh, Jesus, that I have to just pray and release some things to Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Everything will be okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes and amen. Do not quit. Do not give up. Galatians 6 and 9 tells us, not grow weary of doing good. for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes and amen. Family, we have to speak it to ourselves. Speak it into existence. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be in the Word of God. I tell you, this is our season. Make it personal. This is my season to reap what I sow. Make it personal. Do not give up and do not quit. I tell you. Oh, yeah. Ephesians 6:13 tells us, therefore, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Do not give the enemy any foothold. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. Always remember, God is on your side. He is on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. And family, surround yourselves with people who are pressing forward. Pressing forward. They're not quitting. They're not giving up. And they're on fire for God, because it'll be contagious. A contagious, something that we want to get. Hallelujah, Jesus. And not quitting. Amen. And we have to prophesize, family. Prophesize over our own life. Ooh, prophesize. I am free. Free indeed. Who the Son says free is free indeed. Glory be to God, I tell you. I love you. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Father God. Oh, I tell you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Ooh, thank you for this day. Thank you for another word. I just thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for all my family and my friends. I thank you through all my trials and tribulations. I thank you for never leaving or forsaking me. Ooh, family, I tell you. Ooh, make it personal. Father God, if what he does for me, he'll do for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my peace. I just thank you, Father, for your unconditional love, loving me when I didn't know how to love myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise, and hallelujah. Father God, ooh, in Jesus' name, I just thank you and love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Family, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice. Rejoice over circumstance. Rejoice over this carnal world. Just rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice.
I love God.
You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing, it becomes in a business.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.